For nearly three decades, a federally funded project has worked to deliver clean water to thousands in northeastern Montana. MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports on a proposed policy to extend that work.
In 2000, the federal government established the Fort Peck Dry Prairie Rural Water Project to construct two connected water systems, one on tribal land. The goal is to supply safe drinking water to northeastern Montanans. Senators Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy recently proposed a bill to continue that work for a final 2 years. Historically, the region has struggled to access clean, potable water. Joni Sherman, general manager of the non-tribal system, says local wells offer contaminated water.
You could see any variety of color of drinking water, you know, sediment, minerals, things that were unsafe for people to drink.
About $500 million has gone into the project to date. Once completed, it will deliver drinking water to more than 20 communities in Sheridan, Roosevelt, Daniels, and Valley counties.
We get nothing but thank yous. They send in their payments and they have little smiley faces on their checks or their envelopes and things like that, you know. So it really is very important for these projects to continue to be funded and built.
Sherman says if all goes to plan, the Dry Prairie Rural Water System project should be complete by 2028. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.